I reported this encounter to Mameha the next time I visited her apartment. "I hope you took to heart what Hatsumomo said to you," she told me. "If Pumpkin isn't to speak a word to you, then you mustn't speak a word to her either. You'll only get her into trouble, and besides, she'll have to tell Hatsumomo what you say. You may have trusted the poor girl in the past, but you mustn't any longer." I felt so bad at hearing this, I could hardly speak for a long while. "Trying to survive in an okio with Hatsumomo," I said at last, "is like a pig trying to survive in a slaughterhouse." I was thinking of Pumpkin when I said this, but Mameha must have thought I meant myself. "You're quite right," she said. "Your only defense is to become more successful than Hatsumomo and drive her out." "But everyone says she's one of the most popular geisha. I can't imagine how I'll ever become more popular than she is." "I didn't say popular," Mameha replied. "I said successful. Going to a lot of parties isn't everything. I live in a spacious apartment with two maids of my own, while Hatsumomo, who probably goes to as many parties as I do, continues to live in the Nidaokya. When I say successful, I mean a geisha who has earned her independence. Until a geisha has assembled her own collection of kimono, or until she's been adopted as the daughter of an okya, which is just about the same thing, she'll be in someone else's power all her life. You've seen some of my kimono, haven't you? How do you suppose I came by them?" "I've been thinking that perhaps you were adopted as the daughter of an okya before you came to live in this apartment." "I did live in an okya until about 5 years ago. But the mistress there has a natural daughter. She would never adopt another." "So, if I might ask, did you buy your entire collection of kimono yourself?" "How much do you think a geisha earns, Chiyo? A complete collection of kimono doesn't mean two or three robes for each of the seasons. Some men's lives revolve around gion. They'll grow bored if they see you in the same thing night after night." I must have looked every bit as puzzled as I felt, for Mameha gave a laugh at the expression on my face. "Cheer up, Chiyo-chan. There's an answer to this riddle. My Dana is a generous man and bought me most of these robes. That's why I'm more successful than Hatsumomo. I have a wealthy Dana. She hasn't had one in years."